Our story is about the great sage Rabbi Akiva. We know that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students. And the Talmud tells us that on one occasion one of his students got ill and no one came to visit him. And Rabbi Akiva realized that that student hadn't come. So he asked, "Where is that student?" Now that shows us something about Rabbi Akiva. 24,000 students, and he knows who's missing for attendance. And Rabbi Akiva heard that the student was ill, and he went to visit him. Now, when Rabbi Akiva goes, so students go with him. Wherever he goes, they want to hear his Torah. So they see that he comes to the student's house, and the student is lying in bed ill. And Rabbi Akiva sees that the student is very ill. The poor thing is pale, his lips are dry, he could barely breathe. Rabbi Akiva looks around and sees that it's musty, it's dirty, it's filthy. So Rabbi Akiva tells the student, "Let's clean up here." So they start cleaning up. In those days, the floors of their houses were made of earth. So one of the ways that you got the air clear was you poured water on the earth to keep the dust settled. So they did that. They opened the windows. They cleaned up. And suddenly the student is breathing better. Suddenly he could talk. And Rabbi Akiva cleaned up the place where the guy was sleeping and he took care of him. And the student looks at Rabbi Akiva and says, he says, "You saved my life. If you wouldn't have come to visit me, I wouldn't have stayed alive." And then Rabbi Akiva sat down and started talking to him. And part of Bikur Cholim is to help the spirit of the person who's ill. Bikur Cholim really means to take care of the sick. It's not about visiting the sick. Bikur in Hebrew means to verify. Boker, the morning, is called Boker because at that time you could be Mevaker, you can discern between things. You have the sunlight. Levaker means to discern. Bikur cholim is about discerning what does the ill need. A doctor is performing bikur cholim by giving him the medicine he needs, by taking care of him. Nurses are performing bikur cholim. And when we come to the scene, what can we do in bikur cholim? So what's left to do is talk to him, make him happy. That's all we can do today. But sometimes we have to remember that the basic mitzvah of bikur cholim is about seeing what he needs. Oftentimes when students here in the Gear process have their bris milah, their circumcision, so when I come to visit them, suddenly I see they need the painkillers. And guys, they need the painkillers. So I go out and get it. But I always wonder, how come no one else did? There are a bunch of guys running around the machon. You guys all have a mitzvah. It's your friend that's lying there in bed. It's my friend too. So I come from home with the second I know it. Sometimes guys don't tell me they're getting their circumcision. But I come and I visit and I'm happy to get the guys what they need. But you should know that that is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, seeing what the guy needs to get better. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch rules, it says in the Ramban, the laws of Bikur Cholim, that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim if you haven't prayed for the sick. You should stand there and pray. So Rabbi Akiva is by the bedside of this student and he prays for him. And then Rabbi Akiva comes back to the academy. And no student had gone to visit their friend. They were all too busy, I guess, learning. Or I don't know why. So Rabbi Akiva came in and banged on the table and said, "Gentlemen, I have a new thing to teach you. If you don't visit a person who's ill to see what he needs, then it's as though you've caused spilling his blood. And if you do visit him, you can save his life. Maybe he needed a doctor you needed to call. Maybe just the prayer that you pray for him. Like it says in Halacha, praying for the sick is part of Bikur Cholim. We all have to remember, this is a big mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim wonders in his book, Avat Chesed, how come people don't take this mitzvah seriously enough? How come? It used to be the practice that the rabbi's job was to visit the sick in the hospitals. Rabbi Akiva Eiger would begin each morning by going to the local hospital and visiting the people who were ill. And then he said, after that, I can make my blessings thanking God that I have the capacity to see, that I have the capacity to walk. I have more proper intent after I've visited the ill, because I'm reminded of the gifts that God gave me. There was a woman in Europe who lived in the town Sosnovitz, and her name was Esther, the daughter of Chaim Fischel. Her Yahrzeit is coming up. And her daughter told me that when they had cholera in the camps, so she had been in Bergen-Belsen, and then later she was in Auschwitz, and she got cholera the first time she was in the camps. So the second time it broke out, she was immune already. She had lived through the first bout. So the second time she was out there serving the sick. There was a big discussion in halacha in Europe regarding the cholera. Do you go and treat a patient? If you maintain proper sanity, the odds of a person contracting it are low, but a person is still risking their own lives. On the other hand, the ill, if you don't treat them, they're for sure going to die. So do you put yourself into a safek sakana, a questionable risk, in order to save someone else from a vadai sakana? So that's a big discussion in halacha. Rav Chaim of Brisk held that a person should, and that's what he himself did. When there were cholera outbreaks, he and his community members, he told them, we have to go and take care of the sick and maintain proper sanity and pray that we will live through it. I'm not sure that everyone lived through it. But at the end of the day, that's how he ruled, that a person is not allowed to keep himself out. You know, you have a fireman, and if he enters the building, he can take proper precautions, but he's entering a doubtful situation of risk. So within a certain guidelines, right? He's not going to kill himself, but so long as there's logical risk, so then Rav Chaim held that you do put yourself into a questionable risk to save someone else from certain death. But this is a big discussion in halacha, what one is supposed to do, and... Yeah, each one will ask the local Orthodox rabbi.